Bryant Park at Dusk by Jeffrey Brock. Floodlights have flared on behind and above where I sit in my public chair. The lawn that has gradually darkened has brightened. The library windows stare. I'm alone in a crowd, e pluribus pluris, far from a family I miss. I'd almost say I'm lonely, but lonely is worse, I recall, than this. Loneliness is a genuine poverty. I'm like a man who is flush, but forgot his wallet on the nightstand when he left for work in a rush, and now must go without food and coffee for a few hours more than he'd wish. That's all. He still has a wallet. It's bulging. It floats through his brain like a fish. Money for love. A terrible simile, but maybe it's fitting here, a couple of blocks from Madison Avenue where commodities are dear. Where all around me rich skyscrapers woo the impoverished sky, having sent on their way the spent commuters who stream uncertain by. And as for this whole splurge of a city, isn't money at its heart? But I'm blathering now, forgetting my subject. What I meant to say at the start is that I noticed a woman reading in a chair not far from mine. Silver-haired, calm, she stirred a hunger hard for me to define, perhaps because she doesn't seem lonely. And what I loved was this, the way, when dusk had darkened her pages, as if expecting a kiss, she closed her eyes and threw her head back, book open on her lap. Perhaps she was thinking about her story, or the fall air, or a nap. I thought she'd leave me then for pastimes more suited to the dark, but she is on intimate terms, it seems, with the rhythms of Bryant Park, for that's when the floodlights came on, slowly, somewhere far above my need, and the grass grew green again, and the woman reopened her eyes to read.